Welcome to an exclusive SearchDataManagement.com tipcast focusing on enterprise data integration methods. In this explanation about enterprise information integration, you'll learn how EII technology works, how it's commonly used, and its advantages and disadvantages. Our expert for this entire tipcast series is Mark Madsen, president of Third Nature, a market research and consulting firm focused on business intelligence, data integration, and data management. Mark is an award-winning architect and CTO whose work has been featured in numerous industry publications. He is the principal author of Clickstream Data Warehousing and teaches classes on data warehousing and open source for the Data Warehousing Institute. And now, let's hear Mark explain Enterprise Information Integration, better known as EII.
EII is an acronym for Enterprise Information Integration, which was really just a rebadging of something called Data Federation, which has been around for quite a few years. It made some headway in the early market back in, I'd say, the late 80s or early 90s in more of a mainframe environment. EII Mark II, or Federation Mark II, really hit a few years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago. And it's not a movement technology, so it's not operating in the same way that an ETL tool would work. It's more of a virtual access layer to get data from one or more systems and get that data in place. So you're not moving the data to another place to use it. You're accessing it from the location where it's stored. You could think of federation as a method for mediated access, where you're trying to centralize control over the data access, but you're allowing that data to live at its existing locations without having to consolidate it. And so what you find is that it's really best for on-demand integration where you need immediate or current data. And it's read-only access. So an EII tool, unlike an extract tool or a migration tool, doesn't have the ability to write data out, at least not most of the tools. And it's usually flowing in a single direction. And that makes federation more appropriate for a different set of problems than some of the other integration tools you may be familiar with. It can make data from different systems appear as if it's coming from a single system or provide a data feed that consolidates data from multiple applications live in real time. This allows you to access data from almost any source, regardless of format or system, just like an ETL tool. And it's also not restricted to databases. The newer EII tools can access data from a range of sources, whether they be databases, flat files, or even web services. And they can be very quick to deploy because they don't require you to create databases or otherwise consolidate your data. Instead of having to specify the rules and then create a database and a target, you simply define a model. And that model is what you want to provide to a user or to an application. And that model is based on the data from one or more databases or data stores. And you define the join logic that says how these things relate and how they're brought together. And you make it available, and it looks just like a table in a database to the application or to a query tool. So what we're seeing is that it's an on-demand style of data integration where a user application then queries that virtual table you just created. The federation tool generates queries to those remote data stores to retrieve the data, filter it, join it, and to a limited extent transform that data and provide it back to the application or the user. So as I had mentioned, this is a way to centrally manage access to distributed data stores, which means that it's found some life outside of strictly the business intelligence or data warehousing environment, where you can make data services available to application developers. So a developer working on a transaction system who might need some data from either another database or multiple databases or even the data warehouse can call the federation tool or make a query to the federation tool instead of having to individually do point-to-point integration across a lot of sources. Again, the target user for this is either a DBA or a very data-oriented developer, because we're talking about access at the data layer and providing access to data without really any programming involvement. So it's good for getting access to current data, particularly across multiple systems. It's good for on-demand access because it's generated at the time that you query or call the federation tool. It's not physically stored, which also can be a weakness. If you have a high concurrent access system where a lot of people are hitting your federation tool and that federation tools passing queries on to a system, you could potentially see negative performance impacts on that system, which is one of the reasons that we physically consolidate data using other tools. But at the same time, for lightweight queries, for high concurrent access, minimal transformations, or situations where you have a lot of point integration going on, particularly in those composite applications where you have developers building applications, this is a good tool to augment that so that they don't have to hand code and maintain connections to multiple databases and systems and all the problems that go with that. What's interesting is that these newer federation tools that have come to market over the last 3 or 4 years, they have an enormous number of connectors, so they can connect to mainframe data sources, they can connect to flat files, they can connect to XML documents and web services, and make all of this data available and look like either a database view or a table. They can make it look like a web service. They can make it appear as an XML document, or even put the results of that query out on a messaging bus. And so instead of having the traditional data warehouse model of here's a table, they're capable of appearing as a table, a service, all these different things for an application developer. And so they extend the use of the environment beyond just data warehousing or just the database, which is a great way of providing access to a broader range of developers who may or may not be familiar with SQL and accessing databases.
Again, that was Mark Madsen, president of Third Nature, a market research and consulting firm. For more information or to contact Mark directly, visit thirdnature.net. You can also find this link on the page where you downloaded this podcast. And for more tutorials from our Enterprise Data Integration Tipcast series, as well as articles, podcasts, and other resources about enterprise data integration, please continue to turn to searchdatamanagement.com. Thank you again for listening to the searchdatamanagement.com Tipcast.